Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, a lot of people these days meet spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends at the workplace. And it's really getting more and more common. But the reason that it used to be sort of taboo was because the difficulties involved in what happens when it doesn't work out. You still have to work with this person. How does that work? My guest is author, career counselor, and psychotherapist for individuals and couples, Dr. Anna Renieri. And we're going to talk about what do you do if you have to work with an ex. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anna. Let's figure out, tell the listeners, what is the first best piece of advice that you would have for anybody who's dating somebody or married to somebody, and then there's a breakup, whether ugly or not, and they still have to work together?
I think one of the most important things is to have someone else as your confidant through this very difficult process. Ending any relationship, whether you're the one who ends it or someone else does, is difficult, and it takes some time to get over it. And our usual response is to talk a lot about it, which can be therapeutic, to the people that we're close to. In this case, however, those people might include coworkers. And if we do that, then we're sort of living it all out in public, you know, which becomes very uncomfortable for ourselves, could be seen as unprofessional, and puts the burden on our colleagues to deal with this while they're trying to get their work done. So I think it's very important that the person going through this process find someone else, a good friend outside the workplace, a family member, or even a professional counselor to help them deal with that difficulty rather than bringing it to work.
So, okay, so you want to find a confidant, you want to find somebody, whether it's outside of the workplace or the one person in the workplace that you know, it's usually not going to be your boss who's going to say, sure, go ahead, spend my time talking to me about your problems with that guy over there. But what do you do about seeing that person? Do you not make eye contact? Do you try and keep it civil for the office? What if they've really pissed you off or you're going through a bad breakup? Then how do you face them every day?
Yeah, this is what's difficult because, you know, if you were going through this without that reminder daily of that other person, it's a little easier to wean yourself away, or if you're the one who ended the relationship, to not have that constant reminder of the guilt that you may feel over it. So the best thing you can do, and this would work in an ideal world, would be to consciously address that with your ex. Have a conversation outside of work and decide how the two of you are going to handle it. Are you going to remain together on the company softball team or not? When you have to interact with each other on a project, how are you going to do that? So to have that conversation in advance can certainly help. There are those awkward moments, though, that may occur, and the best thing to be able to do is to focus on remaining professional. Remembering that you're there to do your job, and so is he or she, and so that has to be your first concern.
So remaining professional, you know, trying to keep the emotions, because it's hard, Dr. Anna, to control your emotions when you are feeling hurt or guilty or angry or, you know, any of those things you go through during a breakup, to keeping that professional face.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't even really know what we're feeling. So, for example, often hurt is a, you know, very vulnerable feeling that can occur at the end of a relationship. And what that gets transmuted into instead is anger. And so we can act out in an angry way and therefore allow ourselves to perhaps try to take revenge on that ex in the workplace. That's not going to look like professional behavior, and it can be problematic for us or for the other person or for our colleagues. And so it's really important to try to identify, what am I feeling and what do I need to do about that? If I'm feeling angry, maybe I need to make sure that I have my daily run or time at the gym or time to vent with a good friend so I'm not acting out that anger at work.
These are good small steps to ease the pain of the heartbreak, but also ways to help you maintain your cool while you're at work, because I can see where the revenge thing would want to be in some people's mind, the first easiest thing, you know, I'm just going to start telling everybody what a jerk he is, and then they're all going to believe me, and he's going to look worse than I do. How do you not worry about how you look versus how he looks when people actually kind of are whispering about you and knowing about this stuff?
Right. I think it is important to hold your head high and do what you need to do to get your job done as effectively as possible. Be cordial and friendly with people. Resist the urge to join the gossip and say, well, let me tell you what really happened. You know, but if people come to you and ask for information, you might say, yes, so-and-so and I were involved, and we came to an understanding that we wouldn't continue to be, and now we just both want to return to our usual friendship and our ability to get our work done. So the more you can say, sort of express your own professional take on this and allow the other person to be seen as a professional too, no matter what they're actually doing, that helps people feel like they're going to be working with somebody who will maintain a grown-up response to this. And the more that you can say that, the more you can put it into action, the more you begin to actually feel that way. Yes, I'm moving on, and I am good at my job, and I will be able to recover from this loss, but I'm going to do what I can to keep as active and involved in my work and my other activities as I normally would.
You know, in small towns or in neighborhoods, when your husband leaves you for another woman, you know, everyone talks about you and you're embarrassed. What about in the workplace? If they start dating someone else in the workplace, how do you deal with the embarrassment of looking like, in your own eyes, a failure? Whether other people really think of you that way or not, sometimes we think of ourselves that way.
Right. And so, you know, you do want to come to terms with how you feel about yourself and to realize that, I guess as Shakespeare said, you know, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. That you, like any reasonable human being, went through a relationship that didn't succeed, and at the end of that relationship there's a lot of pain. It may turn out that that other person will find a partner that's better for them or that they believe to be better for them. And that will happen for you, too, eventually. It may not proceed along the same timeline. And it's important to, you know, sort of give yourself the benefit of the doubt. I am a good person, and I deserve better. And so is that other person. And it's difficult to see eye to eye with them right now or to feel okay about their dating somebody else. But in the long run, it is, you know, the better thing that will occur. And so if you can kind of talk yourself through that or have someone else, like a good friend or a professional counselor, talk you through that, that can help with that feeling of embarrassment and frustration that you're living this loss in public.
Okay, so in the last minute or so, Dr. Anna, give us your best advice for some ways to ease the pain of that heartbreak, but maintaining your cool at work if you've had a breakup with someone that you work with.
Well, remember the things that you enjoyed to do before that breakup, whether with that person or with others. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, because any kind of loss takes an emotional toll that becomes a physical toll. Try to eat well, get enough sleep, get regular exercise, and reward yourself with the things that you enjoy doing. Getting together with friends for, an evening, reading a book that you love, taking a hike or going for a swim. Stay in touch with those things that still are in your life, even though that relationship is not.
These are all great ways, and if you missed any of them, listen to the show again. It's a podcast. Remember, you can always download on demand or on the go from RadioMD.com. Share that with your friends. If you have a friend who's going through just this, you know, maybe they've broken up with somebody that they work with, it's a great way to listen, and she gave great advice. You're listening to Radio MD. My name is Melanie Cole, and let's all stay well.